shit together. APO. Mix it together.
Yeah, no, I was doing it because I was trying to get the
APO. APO. Mix it together. Mix it together.
I think I was around maybe. I have no idea. I used to go a long time ago with my grandparents.
Yeah.
Maybe when I was around 5 or 6.
Okay, the Martin James. If you throw me to the ground, the Martin tell the man
on the around on the lakes here.
You will see sparks of fire.
I used to live in Deer Lake and then I moved here and then after I moved here I started fishing more often.
Is a temporary hero.
I grew up ice fishing.
Was a good shaman, medicine man, and conjurer of spirits.
How do you do it?
Born late in the 19th century, the Martin decided that Cliff Dweller Lake,
then you find some sticks,
no spirit lake,
fishing
and
land
he was for many years
and
the leading headman
use a minnow.
Of the
you
families
fish,
there.
Yeah. And how long does it take to catch fish usually?
It depends where you're ice fishing, I suppose. Probably. Ranges between 20 minutes
Narvel
to an hour.
Marso,
sometimes
when
you never
I leave
catch
the people,
fish.
I will
depends
be going to
day.
Live with the cliff dwellers.
Good spots around.
Mimic where she and the people came.
Ice fishing.
Can come and visit
the river?
In the cliffs. The powerful Martin was known to carry as part
what was
of
the
shaman's
tools.
A tiny silver bottle which held a powerful medicine.
It's good ice fishing there, and the darkening lake is really, really good ice fishing.
Things change.
And do you go with people usually?
Everything changes.
Yes.
Like this year is very different than last year.
Yep. It's usually me and Destiny, either with her siblings or
because the community is so small and the teaching community is so small, when you replace half the teachers, the
my
whole
dad,
dynamic changes and you just do different things. And you just get like one or two different students and that can just change everything. Like last fall I didn't really hang out with any students and then Brandon Destiny came and then they started taking me hunting and fishing
and
I spent all of this year hanging out with them.
Oh yeah, I think so. The sound of the auger when it's
what
really
do you
nice
think some
maybe
of the sounds of North Spirit are?
Airplanes,
skidoos,
dogs.
Cool.
And we should just say your name on there so we've got
My name is Brandon Ray.
Kakarot! Kakarot! I'm just kidding. Kakarot! He's always hungry.
I'm recording.
Recording a coda.
Yeah.
Only if I really was recording. Just kidding.
I'm recording.
Are you?
Yeah.
What do you have to say for yourself, dog? Just kidding. What? Yeah, piss off. Just kidding.
That's the most
just
of
talking to
the sounds
dog
I hear.
And some of the best experiences you've had teaching here?
Having some students graduate this year. Going fishing and hunting. Going skidooing with the kids because they like to pull sleds behind the skidoo and all the kids pile on and then push each other off and the skidoo just drives around in circles and you jump back on it again and they all team up on me because I'm bigger than them. So that's a lot of fun.
And whereabouts do you live in the community?
In the teacherage by the elementary school.
Oh, what's it like?
It's pretty nice. I had my own place, but they hired more teachers, so I had to shack up with another teacher. But we get along, so it's fine. And he likes my dogs, which is good.
Tell me about the dogs.
One I brought out from home last year, and the second one showed up in about October as a tiny little puppy. and just sort of stayed around, and by January I decided to keep them.
The best kind of fishing for you? What kind of fishing
do you like? By that point, one of the other teachers had already given him a really stupid name that he knew, because she thought he looked like a buffalo, but scrappy.
I like going in the boat, like in the springtime, because that's when the fish are spawning.
He knows that name, so now he's Scruffalo.
You like drop your hook
in. I often just call him Scruff.
You like pull it out right away, take your fish off, bait it, then you drop it in and pull one up, like one right away.
So there's heaps of them around?
Yeah.
What kind of fish do you catch?
We usually catch like walleye, northern pike, perch, saugers. Sometimes trout in the trout lake or whatever.
That's a theme here.
Yeah, I've never done any of those things before I got here.
Yeah.
I'd fished a little bit.
So what's the best thing you've hunted?
I've only hunted moose. Well, I've hunted partridge, but we didn't get it.
Are you going to cook us some moose tomorrow?
Yep, I'm going to cook moose tomorrow.
Can you tell them how you're going to cook it? Because it does sound awesome.
Oh, yes.
It's a roast.
There's me, my little brother, Brandon, and Darcy, Brandon's dad. We went fishing, and we're catching so many fish, and then finally we decided that we better go eat, so we're trying to find a fishing spot to go eat, and we're like driving around slowly, then Darcy looks over, he's like, what is that? Is that a stump? And then it was a moose, and then so we didn't end up eating, we just... We shot two moose, and then we had to drag it back. And
it's
fun.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So you like hunting as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are the good hunting spots around here?
I don't know. I just drive around the lakes, like up on Margaret Lake, or we go to White Loon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of the harder times around the community?
Last year there were a lot of deaths, and it's sort of awkward because I don't know the people, so I don't know if I should stay away, or should I go and try to, you know, show my respect or what. So the teachers sometimes just sort of go in a group, being like, well, I'll just go together, and if it's awkward, we'll all leave. Because last year there was only one person that died that I knew. The rest were just, you know, I knew their relatives, but I didn't actually know them at all.
And what happens when there's a death in the community?
Last year the school closed from the time they died until the day after the funeral. But they lost a lot of school time, and there's a lot of people that didn't know closely the people that died, so there wasn't really any reason for them not to go to school. They talked about changing it halfway through the year, but then they were like, well, that's just rude to all the people that die in the second half of the year. They don't get the time off, but the other people did. So this year they may have a new rule where they only close the day the body arrives and the day of the funeral, if the body was out of the community. And then there's always a feast after the funeral. I've never gone to one of the funeral feasts, though.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a trout. Well, my trout was the smallest, but it's the biggest one I've caught.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And they good eating, the trout here in the lake here?
I can't remember what we did with them. I think we took them to an elder.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you more catch them because you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mostly eat the walleyes we catch.
Yeah.
Like, when we feel like having fish for supper, we're like, oh, let's go catch our supper.
Yeah. How do you cook it?
We fillet it first, and then we like make a batter, and we put the fish fillets in the batter, and then we fry them up.
Awesome, that sounds really good. So we're gonna go ice fishing tonight. You gonna come?
Yeah.
Great. And how long do you think you'll stay here?
This will be my last year. I'm moving to New York State with my wife in the summer because she got a job there.
Will you miss it?
Yes.
What's that?